case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Welcome back to the podcast. Just a quick little intro today because I had to jet off straight after the show. And we were also broadcasting live from 40 Winks. We had a slumber party. It was all happening. A lot of crazy things on the show. It started off normal and then we went out. So, yeah, that's the podcast for today. Yeah, not much to really report. I'm heading to SA for the weekend. It's my birthday tomorrow. Yeah. All right, that'll do. Let's just get straight into the podcast. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat.
Happy Friday.
That's right. It's 5 minutes past six this morning on your Friday morning, and it is very dark outside.
Yes, feeling good. We are in the studio at the moment, but in an hour's time, we won't be.
We won't be, yes. We'll be waddling on down to 40 Winks. I don't know about you, but I'll be waddling on down to 40 Winks to hop into bed.
Yep.
It sounds weird, but at 40 Winks, we've got a slumber party happening down there.
Yes, because it is World Sleep Day.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so that's going to make me feel a little bit better because I got some sad news this morning. I didn't win the lotto last night.
Oh.
Very sad. Very sad about that.
Damn.
I still have a ticket in tomorrow night's draw.
Tomorrow night was the one that you were like feeling lucky about.
Tomorrow night is 20 mil on the 20th of March, and that's my birthday. So I'm hoping.
If you were turning 20, it would have been the trifecta.
Exactly. But we'll see. Fingers crossed that my birthday luck pays off.
Yeah, hopefully. we went and judged the class clowns last night.
We did. That was lots of fun.
Yeah.
Is it weird to say I liked being a judge?
No, I like being a judge.
Because it's like, you like being judgmental. But I found it, kind of fun. Good.
Well, the first girl that got up kind of made fun of us, but.
Yeah. Read the room.
Read the room, lady. Read the room.
I was like, where's she going with this? Where is she going?
I know. I'm like, excuse me.
Now, a lot of people, when they go for a bit of a sneaky night out, they like the mix of rum and cola.
A Bundy rum?
Yeah. When you think of rum and cola, it's just Bundy.
Bundy.
Straight up. My mum went to the Bundy rum factory last week.
Yeah.
She's like, still not a fan of rum.
Is that a thing? Is it made in Canberra?
No, they're in Queensland at the moment. They're in Bundaberg.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, pretty sure. Okay.
No, that makes Bundy sense. Rum is not made in Canberra, Josh.
No, well, that's what I thought. I didn't know they were in Queensland.
But there is a new mixer entering the game for a short period of time, and it will no doubt divide the masses.
Okay.
Bundaberg Rum is releasing a limited edition NRL-inspired creaming soda mixed with rum.
Oh,
I don't know how I feel about this. So they posted a photo of the can and pays homage to the Queensland Maroons ahead of State of Origin later this year.
Yeah.
The annoying thing about this, though, even if we did want to try it, the cans are only available in Queensland.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we're going to have to jump the border to go and do it.
No, I'd rather not.
So you don't think you'd like creaming soda and rum?
No, just leave it to the Queenslanders. They'll try all of that crap.
Okay. Do you not like creaming soda in general, though?
No, I love creaming soda.
Yeah.
Not a massive fan of Bundy rum. Together, I don't think they even each other out.
Yeah, I can't, I'm not a very big drinker in any way, shape or form, but I kind of want to give it a try.
I would have a mouthful. I wouldn't finish a can, probably.
If anyone knows anyone in Queens, Mum's there. I could get Mum to
get
go and buy
it.
And then I'm going home for Easter at this stage, so then I could sit in the fridge for 2 weeks and I'll try it.
Yeah. I'm sure that surely it's full of sugar. It won't go off, will it?
Probably not.
No. I probably won't be.
What do you think the New South Wales equivalent would be? Because Bundy Rum has done this for the Maroons, or Maroons, whatever you want to say.
It'd be Tui's. Oh, actually, I don't know.
Is Tui's even Sydney?
I have no idea.
No. What's a Sydney beer? I'm terrible at beers.
So am I. I'm really bad.
But anyways.
It'd be better than Bundy Rum and creamy soda from Queensland.
Last night we gave Molly a shower.
Okay.
Molly is my puppy, by the way.
Yeah. So just a random person you pulled off the street?
No, she's not. And so usually we can get about like 2 weeks until she starts to smell, because for some reason, no matter where she goes to the bathroom doing number ones, she will lie in it.
Okay.
And it's great. So we can usually get about 2 weeks until it becomes repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's looking after her for us this weekend. So I was like, better wash her. So I'll have her in a shower, and which is what we've always done. And it's great fun because she's only little cavoodle. So that's how we taught her to get bathed.
Yep.
Is
yep.
me holding her in a shower.
Yep.
Now she's too heavy, so she just sits on the floor. But it's fun. We have a great time. But usually, I don't know if your puppy does this or if anyone else listening's dog does this, but for some reason, after a bath or a shower or going to the groomers, they get the zoomies.
Oh, yeah. They do.
There's something about water that gives them the zoomies.
Yeah, and they slip. They try and run and they're slipping everywhere.
Yeah, so we finish washing Molly. We blow dry her.
Yeah.
Which is lots of fun. She's very cute. She gets nice and fluffy for us. And then the second you put her back down on the ground, it's
yeah.
off she goes, and she does laps. But she did something last night that I had never seen her do before. So usually when she does the zoomies, like, because we're in a new house, she'll go like up and down the hallway and then do a lap around the lounge room, then go into another hallway, and then like that'll repeat a few times and go in and out of rooms.
She's got a circuit that she
does.
Yeah, and
then sometimes she'll add the bedroom on and like rebound off the bed, like jump off, like half do a backflip and then continue on.
Yeah.
But last night she zoomied up to the bedroom and sat on the bed. I was like, oh, only one zoomie tonight, Molly. And then she started doing, we have a king bed, doing zoomies in a circle on the bed for like a good 5 minutes. And I was like, what is happening? Like literally just running in a circle or on the top of our mattress.
It's like they're a robot and like a circuit has gone and they're just like going crazy around the house. Yeah, Phoebe does that. She does like up and down our hallway, or she'll do like a circuit round the couch over and over again. She can't actually, she's still learning to like get up onto our bed, onto my bed. So yeah, she doesn't do the whole run and round in a circle on the bed, but that would be a bizarre.
It was very, and every time we'd like try to get a phone out to film it, she would stop and then like look at you and be like, what are you doing? Why are you filming me?
This is my private time.
And then we'd put the phone down and she'd continue, she'd go again, zooming around, and then she'd like dive under the doona and then come out and then zoom around the bed again. And this went on for so long. And then finally she like calmed down and we're like, okay. And this was at like 9 o'clock at night. So I was done like to go to bed.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, this is good. And then Greg starts riling her up and then she gets even more zoomy. And then she's like bouncing on me, onto him, back and forth. I was like, can I just go to bed, you two? This is getting ridiculous. Like, it was so cute, but it was just so over the top for no reason.
I don't know what it is about
Has anyone
water.
Worked out why dogs get zoomies after baths?
Yeah, we'd love to know. It's just, it's insane.
Is it something like, is water in their ears or something? Like,
I don't know.
Because I know, like, hot wind agitates people and makes them cranky.
Mm.
Is water in ears for dogs the same thing? Makes them get
makes
zoomies.
Makes them run around. Imagine if humans did zoomies.
Oh, God.
Get out of the shower.
Imagine how
run down the hall.
Imagine how fit would be. Imagine the things flying everywhere, though.
Hop onto your bed, do a lap of the bed.
Now, there's a lot of iconic theme songs, tunes in Australia.
Yep.
I'm talking like Round the Twist.
Yep.
The Lumobile jingle ad.
Yep.
16003 5506.
What? What?
Do you, the Reading Writing Hotline.
1300 655 506. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And, of course, the Bunnings Warehouse jingle.
That's right.
But what would happen, though, if you combined one of these iconic tunes with another iconic tune of some description? Let's say Nicki Minaj. Well, it's exactly what someone on TikTok has done. Their handle is at TrashGoblin95, otherwise known as Nadia McCarthy. And she decided to remix the Bunnings theme with Anaconda. This is my favourite thing ever. It fits so perfect. Now that's real, real, real.
How?
That is made my week.
That's so good.
And just like we do like mashups here on the show. We have the Feel Good Friday mashup. It's coming up later today. But I'm sorry. I know the guy that does the mashups. I live with him.
Yeah.
And that does not compare to Anaconda. One more time. One more time
one
for
more
the
time.
Fans. You ready? Turn it up. Turn it up. This is so classic. And it works.
works so well.
I know. I feel like the DJ on this, Nadia, needs to put in a few, like, Bunnings Warehouse.
Yeah.
Lowest prices will be by 10%. Like, things like that.
Yeah.
Just insert some little vocals. Oh, it's amazing.
Griggs needs to get onto this. He needs to find two things that don't go together and then bring them together.
I've made one. I've made a good little, you know, the Mike Tyson song? Like that, no. I'm Mike Tyson. No?
No.
Okay, leave it with me. Maybe on Monday I have to find where I saved the remix. Find it, yeah. I've done a remix of it and it is great.
Maddie's Mike Tyson remix coming up on Monday. We've got to get out of here.
Got to go put the PJs on and head down to 40 Winks. Come and say hey. We're going to be there until 10 o'clock. We have our slumber party kicking off for World Sleep Day.
That's right. We're going to be in bed. Come and check us out. They've got a whole heap of stuff happening, a whole heap of savings as well. More info on that coming up soon, though, because, I can't talk to you now. We got to go. Okay, so we'll
see you soon.
See you soon. Bye bye.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, Ballarat. It is Josh and Maddie broadcasting live at the moment from 40 Winks, Ballarat.
I know we have made the trek down the road.
We have.
Down Mare Street.
Oh, let me just get into bed. Oh.
We are currently in the front window in a bed, and my God, why don't we do the show always like this, Josh?
I feel like this should be a regular thing.
I feel like we should have done this the first week because we're in very close proximity to each other right now. And we're staring at our reflections in a window, which is very weird.
Yeah, it is really bizarre. And there's people out the front taking photos of us, which is... Oh, that's one of our people. Oh, don't worry. It's okay, don't worry.
But yes, yeah. We are at 40 Wings in Ballarat to have our slumber party. Our guests are going to be here maybe in about an hour or so to kick off the challenge of being in bed all day. Which is, I think is a good challenge. How do you think you would go in it?
I think to be in bed all day, I went to uni for 3 years. I think I would I think I would nail it.
I did see though on the T's and C's it says no phones, no books, no newspapers.
I don't think newspapers is going to be an issue
for people. So we are broadcasting live from 40 Winks in case you have just tuned in this morning. Celebrating World Sleep Day. We're having a slumber party. Our guests will be arriving very soon. But we're broadcasting from a bed and I'm up for petitioning. We only broadcast from beds from now on.
I'm 100% behind that. I will talk to someone about it. I don't know. We're getting our kitchen redone, so maybe there's no money in the budget for a new bed, but who knows?
We keep saying we want to get new desk chairs in the office. Let's just get beds.
Let's just get beds.
I can work from bed great.
Single beds that just like roll around. Single beds with like motors that we can like control and just drive up and down the halls.
Stop it.
How good would that be? We are broadcasting live from 40 Wings, all for a World Sleep Day. And, you know, these days it comes around every year. And the topic always about World Sleep Day is how to get a better sleep, how much sleep to get.
Yeah. Cause I feel like it changes. Like over the years, they've gotten these different like statistics and things. I always remember getting taught 8 to 10 hours, which I think is still true for kids.
Yeah.
But adults, I know barely any adults actually get that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the last 12 months have been pretty crazy and pretty hectic and, sleep has actually decreased. The amount of hours that people get is over this 12-month stressful period has decreased. There's a study here that says late-night scrolling and COVID anxiety are the two biggest issues stopping Aussies from getting a good night's sleep. 64% of Australians have experienced one or more new sleep challenges since the start of the pandemic. 68% of Aussies stated that they use their phone just before they go to bed.
I do that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with that, though.
Our generation.
Because I know everyone, like, it's a really bad thing because the light and things like that. But because I have built it into my routine, if I now don't go on my phone before bed, I can't sleep because I'm out of routine.
Oh, that's probably bad.
I know. It sounds, but I don't know how to get out of it. Like, it's kind of very weird, but I completely understand the whole, you know, stressing in bed at night over COVID stuff.
And yeah. Talking about getting enough sleep, 1/3 of Aussies get the recommended minimum 8 hours of sleep.
So it is 8 hours.
Yeah.
Two-thirds
don't. Yeah.
I used to get 8 hours. I was really good and... Brekkie Radio, not anymore.
Not anymore. There's also a couple of interesting things. 31% of Aussies tried to reduce their caffeine intake over the last 12 months.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, same.
I don't drink any of it. Reduce it even more. What do you get? Nothing.
Exactly. And also, one thing, I don't know if this is still a thing, whether people still read in bed.
I think it is. Mum still reads in bed. She bought...
I know, but like people our generation.
Oh, I don't know. I don't personally. I feel like if you're a reader in bed, let us know. Send us a message. I want to hear from you. I've got some questions to ask.
Yeah. One in four during the start of the pandemic took to reading in bed, and more than one in 10 used meditation as a means to get a better night's sleep.
Well, there you go. Well, our summer party contestants are not allowed to go to sleep today during...
We just found that out. I didn't realise that was a rule. They're not allowed to go to sleep during the slumber party.
They just have to stay in bed.
I guess that...
I feel like they could do a nice little yoga session in bed. Should we do one? Bit of downward dog on the bed? That sounds so...
Wow. Wow.
I didn't realise. I didn't think before. Go to a song, Josh, go.
panic. Josh and Maddie broadcasting live from a bed at 40 Winks Ballarat on the corner of Mayor and Peel Streets. If you're going by...
Say hi. We're waving at someone outside at the moment.
He just looked straight at me and ignored me. Oi, going into Dulux. Hey.
I don't think he's got a personal radio. He doesn't have a Walkman with him.
Sorry, I thought it was 1990 for a second. Okay.
We're having too much fun being out of the studio.
We are.
We're going to get in trouble at some point. They're going to be like, you guys are never allowed out during a big show again.
I know.
But Victoria, some big news breaking yesterday. Victoria will become the first state in Australia to introduce a tax on electric vehicles from July 1st. Now, this has been discussed for a little bit because basically what I understand about this is when we pay for petrol, there is a tax on top of it, which helps pay for the roads and stuff like that.
Yep.
But driving an electric car, obviously
you don't pay for it.
Petrol.
Yeah,
so owners of fully electric cars will be required to pay 2.5 cents per kilometre. Owners of hybrids will pay 2 cents per kilometre. So hybrid, you get...
I'm glad I didn't 0.5. Go with the hybrid Subi then.
So Victorian Treasurer Tim Pallas has said, you'll be able to take a photograph of your odometer and then download it onto the Vic Road site. The fee will be required around registration time and could cost drivers about $300 a year. So I feel
extra
like,
on top of rego.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that's reasonable, but I'm not sure. I don't know how much I pay in tax on my petrol each year. Is it more? Is it less? Is it the same? I'm not really sure.
No, me neither.
It said the new tax will raise up to $30 million in revenue over the next 4 years, which will make for a fair contribution to the road network. Mr. Pallas said everybody who uses a road should pay their fair share to maintain them.
I agree.
I think that's fair enough. Not going to throw some shade, but right now looking out, I can see a couple little potholes on the street in front of us. So,
how dare you?
If we are paying for the roads to get fixed, let's do that. Let's get Lydiard Street fixed.
Yeah, and if I could afford a Tesla, I'd probably own one.
Well, I feel like if you can afford a Tesla, you can afford to pay the extra $300 a year of
and
tax.
And there are more and more. When I first got here, there was like one Tesla that I kept seeing around, like the white SUV one, the big one. And now, like 2 years later, I've seen a few around
Our
here.
Our boss was in one yesterday.
Who?
Fitzy.
Oh, okay.
I saw it.
He doesn't own it, does he?
No, I saw it on his Instagram story.
Oh.
Do you reckon he's going to buy one?
Wasn't he Fitzy, if you buy a Tesla, we need to broadcast from the back of this. See how long the charge lasts.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
That's right. It's the Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie broadcasting live from 40 Winks. All of our contestants have arrived, Maddie.
I know. The slumber party is about to get started. I'm moving away from our bed.
You're going to move away from our bed.
Going to the other people's beds. Let's just see what's happening over here. All righty. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Feeling comfy?
Very.
That's good to hear. Let's move over to the next bed. Good morning, Sammy. Oh, you got a big, long bed.
I do, and I'm ready to go to sleep.
You're not allowed to sleep. It's against the rules.
She looks devastated.
So Kylie, how are you feeling over here?
Yeah, very optimistic. Thank you.
Okay.
Good to hear.
Optimism. Optimism is what we want. We've got Sam.
We've got another Sam.
Sam, how you feeling?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm feeling great. You're feeling like you can stay awake?
Yeah, definitely.
How are you going to go with no phone, though? Should be right,
you
said.
Will you ever be tempted by a newspaper?
No.
Good to know.
Cool. We have got a very special guest
I'm very excited.
Excited. I think my dad, when we got offered this interview, I was like, if I don't take it, my dad, I think, will disown me as a child.
Same.
So not that it's someone that I don't want to talk to. I'm very, very excited to talk to this person, especially because they have their own brand new debut self-titled album coming out today, this Friday, March 19th, today.
Yep.
We are talking about Mr. Andrew Farris, who you might recognise from In Excess, and he's on the phone. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, I am very excited to be chatting with you. I've been a fan, ever since I first heard, I think my first In Excess song was Need You Tonight. Heard that song. My mum played it for me, and I was obsessed ever since. I've been following all of each member's careers ever since, and I am pumped that you have new music out.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, what has made you finally decide to come out after all these years with your own album?
Well, I've always been a songwriter, just like you guys were just talking about. And amongst, songs over the years I'd written, I had some that I'd never recorded with other artists or myself. Oh, I had recorded them, but it was really rough demos, you see. Like, I wasn't happy with the recordings. So I started re-recording a lot of my older and newer songs I'd written just recently. And I wanted to make the recording quality much, much better than just rough demos. And that's how my journey started.
There you
awesome.
Go.
Now, it's a bit of a different sound from what people may expect from, your previous band. Did you always want to do more country-style songs?
Yeah, look, I've always been a songwriter, always will be, and I'm a big fan of country music because it all begins with a song. At least that's an expression they have in country music. But also I love it because a lot of the songwriting in country music is quite gritty, and it doesn't necessarily go down the same pop road, and sort of cheesy thing.
Yeah.
A lot of it, has a kind of, I don't know how to put it, just as a songwriter, it's something that really appeals to me, and that's another reason that I've chosen the country music genre.
Yeah.
Now, you are going to be touring this album, obviously pending COVID, of course. You're kicking off in April, and I feel a lot of people are going to come and see the show and expect you to play a couple of In Excess songs. Over your time since, kind of being a little bit incognito out of the spotlight, what would you say, though, is the most popular song people request you to play from In Excess? Because I would say Never Tear Us Apart. Josh would probably go Need You Tonight. But what does everyone suggest?
Well, In Excess was recording over a period of, like, almost 30 years. And I think we went through different phases of our career.
Yeah.
And for me as a songwriter, and with Michael especially, because we wrote so much together, people would have different favourites from different eras. But I got to say, you're lucky if anyone likes you, which is what John Lennon used to say.
Yeah.
And, I'm fortunate that people want to hear any of these songs. And so I have been thinking of reworking some of the In Excess songs that I've written or co-written, for In Excess, and I'm excited to be able to present those to people too.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting. Now, I had a quick stalk of your Insta before we had this chat, and you have a lot of hats present in your photos. How many hats do you actually own, and do you have a favourite?
Yeah, I've still got hair on my head, believe it or not. That's not why I'm wearing a hat. it's more because that I'm a big fan of 19th century hats more than anything. Mm. Right up till the steampunk era, really sort of late 20s, but especially the old cowboy hats. I've got some that are like 100 years old, and they're made of buffalo hide and stuff. And
yeah, one other thing that I did notice is I respect you immensely for the music you've made and your career, but one thing I very much respect about you is, sir, you can grow a beard. You can grow a fantastic beard. And as a fellow, I like to think of myself as a beard grower. Maddie, you can attest to this. There is a little speckle.
It's a bit of a stubble beard. I wouldn't call it a full-on beard, but it might get there.
I need some pointers. How do you get that glorious thing on your face to grow?
Good question. Just put a bit of fertiliser on it.
Okay.
Water.
Okay.
Sit out in the sun for a while.
Fantastic.
And it'll just come out of you, mate.
Okay. Awesome.
And
thank you so
much. Start singing some country music songs, so I'm sure it'll just grow as you sing to it.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Play something with banjo or fiddle in it, and, there you go.
Awesome.
Well, Andrew, your self-titled album is out today. Congrats again, and we can't wait to listen to it all.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
What's hot and what's not? thanks to the Western Hotel.
Hold on a time.
Now, I just realised we haven't got the 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's okay. You just do that. So, okay. And then when you ask the question, I'll do the 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Alrighty. My hot or not this morning. Mm-hmm. Sleeping with the fan on.
3, 2, 1.
Hot. I'm one of those people that like just the white noise, I think they call it.
Yeah.
In the background. And then also the cooling, because I like to be cold enough that I have to like really bundle up.
Rug up. Yeah, no, I'm 100% for the fan on and a window open.
Ooh.
I've got a window open at the moment because it's not like super wintry.
Not yet.
The weather. I didn't want to burp into the microphone just then. I just had an iced coffee. But no, I'll have the fan on and the window open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, what's your hot or not?
My hot or not is it's sleep themed, pajama themed.
Okay.
Wearing underwear underneath your pajama.
3, 2, 1.
Not.
Hot.
Really?
It's really weird. So I'm either got underwear on with pajamas on top or nothing.
Or nothing at all.
Nothing
no pajamas.
At all.
Oh, really?
It's one or the other for some reason. Because I feel like there needs to be a barrier.
Oh, really? I'm either nothing at all or I'll just wear my pajamas. I've got underwear on today.
Yeah, same. I've got...
Just to clarify,
this morning we do have underwear on.
But usually if I'm in bed, like I'm, you know, free-balling.
I don't know what it is, but when I'm wearing pants, I need to have a barrier between the two. But when I'm sleeping with no pants on, it no barrier. I don't understand my logic. I've only just realised that I do this.
No,
because we're talking about it.
But that's totally fine. I'm sure people driving past 40 Winks right now are very interested about your barrier issues.
I don't know if that's the correct term to be using either.
No, neither do I. Let's move on. It's the Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie, broadcasting live from 40 Winks on the corner of Mare and Peel Street for World Sleep Day, Maddie.
Yes, I've moved over to where our slumber party is happening.
You're over near the window.
It's a real hoot over here. If you're driving down Mare Street, I'm staring at you right now in that van. Good morning.
Is there someone, the white Navara, hey.
Good morning.
I can see you looking in here.
I can see the stairs. This is lots of fun.
Oh, there's people. Are they there in the... Yeah,
yes,
there they are.
Yes, all right. Yeah. If you're not on Mare Street, you're not at the party.
They give us like weird looks like, do they know we're listening? Yes.
We are broadcasting live from 40 Winks for World Sleep Day. We are having a slumber party. We've got a bunch of different contestants here. We've got four here who are spending all day in bed. I'm going to go jump. This is going to sound weird. I'm going to jump in bed with Sam.
Griggs! Just kidding.
I don't think he's awake at the moment.
No, he's not awake.
All righty. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
How are you going over here? Yeah, you're the furthest away from everybody. You're over like in your own little world a little bit.
In my little zen zone, yeah.
Your little zen zone. Is that how you're going to get through today, doing some like meditating?
Meditating? No, I'll just watch the cars go past, I think.
Do some people watching. That's
sweet.
Fair enough. Good tactic. Do you have much experience in a bed?
No.
I don't really know what I meant to. No,
whoa.
Not in that sense.
Maddie.
No, I'm just...
Strictly sleeping.
That's what I meant. Like, do you spend lots of time, like, sitting in a bed, like, sleep? Okay, we just learned from this experience. I'm not allowed out.
We can't say anything when people
what
are in bed and we're talking to people
what
in bed.
What are you meant to ask someone when they're entering a slumber party comp? Like, what do you ask? Do you have a better question of do you have experience in bed?
No, you're right. You're good.
Exactly.
You're
right. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
This has gone off the rails. Well, thanks so much, Sam. Good luck today. All righty.
Kylie, you've got a free day, so you've come into 40 Winks to help us out with this.
I thought you were going to come into bed with me.
Ask her how she is in bed, Josh.
How are you in bed, Kylie? I'll just...
off the rails for very
goodness.
Early in the day.
There are children going to school, Kylie. Do you have children or a family?
Yes, I do. So I've got two girls, a teenager and a six-year-old.
Well, are they, they're on their way to school right now probably?
Yes, yeah. Hopefully the teenager's not listening and she's not too embarrassed.
I can guarantee you, if she is listening, she is embarrassed.
If you want to come down and say hi, we're going to be at 40 Winks all day. Josh and I are going to leave at 10, but the Slumber Party people are going to be here all day trying to win a brand new mattress, which is pretty exciting. But if you come down, you can see the different challenges happening. Also, grab yourself a bargain. There's lots of stuff going on.
That's right. They've got up to 50% off all mattresses, 40% off doonas and sheet sets, 40% off pillows when you bring your old one in. I think that pillow thing, I'm going to be all over that pillow thing.
Oh, 100%.
Because I don't think I grew up
with
sleeping on the pillow that I have right now, which is really bad.
Now, Josh, I'm a bit disappointed that my birthday isn't today, because having your birthday on World Sleep Day, I feel like would be
that will give you a free pass to stay in bed all day.
Oh, 100%. But it is my birthday tomorrow, which is why I'm a little bit disgusted about an article I found this morning about a ban that is happening in New South Wales schools.
Disgusted.
I am disgusted by this.
Strong word.
Now, take your mind back to primary school.
Yep.
And if it was your birthday, what was the protocol that happened?
I wouldn't go to school.
Oh, really? Well, at my school, it was you brought in cupcakes or a birthday cake to share with the class.
That's lovely.
Did that not happen at your school?
That happens sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I just wouldn't do it.
Oh, well, that was the normal thing. It was always picking what cupcakes we're going to bake to bring in on my birthday. Well, some schools across New South Wales are banning cakes on birthdays because they're unhealthy.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop it. The fun police are in full swing at the moment. So no more frosted cupcakes, no more Woolies mud cakes or Freddo ice cream cakes on your birthday at school. One of the schools leading the ban is Woolloondilly Anglican College, who have canned the tradition of having any edible treats for birthday celebrations due to health concerns. Parents are being told to give their kids healthy treats to celebrate their special day and give enough so they can share among their peers. I don't know about you, but if I rocked up to work, if it was my birthday, with carrots and hummus, I don't think people would appreciate it.
Happy fifth birthday, Timmy. Here's some celery.
Well, here's the thing, though. So a nutritionist has commented on this and said that forbidding the annual tasty treat could actually backfire.
Yeah, of course.
Because especially with kids, when you say you can't have something,
they
want to have them more.
Yep.
So if you say you can't bring in cake on your birthday, you're going to go out and try and have more cake than you've ever eaten in your entire life.
Yep.
So they've said that you should just bring it in, not make a big deal about it, but just have a small amount of cake.
I think
and make sure
sense.
That you're filling up on healthy stuff.
That makes sense. Like a cupcake each. Like 20 kids in a class, 30 kids in class, a cupcake each.
I know. I feel like that is much easier to share than, all right, everyone gets their one carrot stick. Oh, but how much dip? Like, do you weigh out the dip for each kid?
Some kids don't know dip etiquette. We can have it. We can do
some
a whole,
double dip.
We
That's
can do
not
a whole
COVID
break.
Safe.
We can do a whole break on dip etiquette. I tell you what.
But either way, I am not okay with this. Cupcakes
no,
and cake
not at all.
On your birthday. Especially, that was like the best bit about having your birthday at school is you got to be like right center of attention.
Exactly. Because,
and then it was like also a competition between the mums as to who made the best cake.
Yeah.
For the kids' birthday.
If our place of work, our office ever says, all right, guys, no more cakes or anything coming into the office, I'll probably quit.
It's the last you've heard of Josh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's really sad.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.